All right there, everyone. This is Techotastic Episode 3. I'm your host, Chris, over at ETA Cast Network. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for checking out the old episodes. Thanks for checking out the Trust Me, Have a Beard podcast. And definitely want to do a bit of promotion here. I came out with a YouTube channel for the ETA Cast Network here. It's a gaming podcast, but here's the twist. It's episodic, and essentially the guys at ETA Cast will play games from start to finish. Even if the game's 60 hours, it'll be 30 minutes to an hour long each episode, and there'll be vocals overlaid. So sort of like a commentary, but also we sort of shut up during the cutscenes and what have you as well, because we're engaged in the game. And throughout each video, I'll sort of jump into different technologies of the game, how things work. I'll review the games periodically throughout my experiences. So I think it'll be a really good facet for the gaming community, because I haven't really seen this this type of entertainment sort of aggregated in one place, where if you didn't beat the game or you're interested in it, you're wondering how to kill a boss, you can find an episode, you can watch each episode as it comes out. Definitely check that out on YouTube. It's called Did You Beat It? The first game I'm playing is Two Worlds 2, and there's already 3 episodes out at the recording of this podcast. So an hour and a half of me gaming, and the story unfolds there. Check that out on YouTube. It's called Did You Beat It? That's an ETA Cast Network podcast. Or if you just type in ETA Cast in YouTube, you should find it as well. Be sure to subscribe on the channel to get instant updates and fresh new content. All right, let's jump into our podcast here. Techotastic Episode 3. I'll take 3. This episode, I wanted to highlight why we get excited about technology, how hype builds over it, how we integrate into our lives to make it easier. But before we talk about our topic, I want to bring a new segment out, especially out to the tech listeners. A lot of tech deals happen all the time, and it's very much a couple of days, you know, you have to use a coupon. There's a lot of great apps that our smartphones will toast to our phone that'll let us know. But the reality of the situation is, you know, if you wait 2 days, if you don't look at a deal for 2 days, it'll probably be long gone. So if you're listening to this, these are the tech deals to grab. If you're looking in the market to buy some new technology, whether it be a new laptop, TV, video card, motherboard, anything like that, I'll go ahead and scour the news, or the deals for you rather, and let you know of things that I might buy, and just really generally awesome deals. All right, so the first deal that we have is a Lenovo Yoga 3 Pro 13.3-inch laptop. It's a convertible, so you can twist the hinge around and sort of make it into a tablet, put it into a tent mode. The specs on this laptop are pretty nice. It's running an IPS display, LED backlit, 10-point multi-touch. The resolution is running at 3200 by 1800. So a nice, huge HD screen. Really good resolution on that. Yeah, nice screen on that. The processor, however, is a Intel Core M. That's a mobile built processor, meant for low impact. Really, it's a down throttled processor. So it's a dual core Broadwell, running at 2.9 gigahertz. You're also going to get a backlit keyboard. That's pretty nice. It's going to be running Windows 10 on it with a Intel 5300 graphics. It's actually pretty decent. I have an Asus laptop that runs Guild Wars 2 and Skyrim, games like that, games around those graphical technologies, just fine, around 30 to 50 frames per second in some instances. So that, my laptop is running an Intel 4500, I want to believe, I think, can't remember. So this one's running at 5300. You'll be fine for running games. It's also going to include 8 gigs of RAM, so that's plenty enough space. Games, for those that don't know, games run in 32-bit, so games themselves aren't going to use more than 2 gigs. If it uses more than 2 gigs, the game will crash because it's running 32-bit. Now, if a game was programmed to run 64-bit, it would be able to use far beyond 2 gigs. You're also going to get a 512 gig SSD in it too, which is really nice. SSDs are just far beyond our SATA hard drives. Speeds on it are just phenomenal. Boot up speeds, just loading programs, loading into Skyrim even. I have Skyrim installed on my 128 gig SSD, and it is super fast. It's crazy how fast it is. I can barely read what's going on. You know, I can barely see the model that pops up during the loading screen type of deal. So this Lenovo Yoga 3 3.0-inch touchscreen laptop is gonna set you back right now at $850. That's regularly from about $1,700, so you're getting around 49% off. You can grab this deal on techbargains.com. You'll see it on the top. I will also post it on ETAcast. That's ETAcast Facebook, so go on facebook.com/ETAcast. Like the page on there, and you'll find deals. You'll find all the aggregated content from ETAcast. You'll find the articles that we talked about during the shows. Everything is sort of on there on the Facebook page. So I thought that was a pretty good deal if you're in the market for a new laptop. It's a really great laptop to snag. Okay, so this next deal is going to be for the TV goers and the people that want to get into the 4K market, but they feel like it's just too much right now. Since 2016 has been here, I've been seeing 4K TVs dropping down to $700 for a nice 47 inch. This deal, I had to read it twice, really. I had to read it twice before the podcast, and I just read it again just to make sure. This deal is insane. You're going to get a Samsung 65 inch 4K TV for $1,500. Okay, that's a huge fucking TV, all right, 65 inch. But also with that $1,500 that you just spent, you're gonna get a free 40 inch and 20 inch smart HD 1080p screens from Samsung as well. So you're gonna get two free TVs on the side. You can fill a whole house with this one purchase here with TVs. I mean, this is an incredible deal. Not sure if this is the old model 4K TV. I'd imagine it is, but who really gives a shit, honestly? It's running 4K. You're getting full LED backlighting. It has smart features built into it, obviously, being a newer Samsung TV and being it a 4K model. These things are going to be built in. This is like the same stuff. Bucks, you're getting a 65-inch TV. That's already a great deal. And then you're getting two TVs for free. Once again, you can find that on techbargains.com. I will post that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ETAcast. Yeah, that's just an incredible deal. If I had $1,500 to spend, I would instantly buy that. I mean, you're getting two TVs. So if anything, you just sell those fuckers on Craigslist if you don't need them. All right, this next one is going to be a computer monitor. I just bought one recently, and it's a nice HP 21 inch, but after I saw this deal, I got pretty upset. $80 for a 23 inch LED Acer monitor. It's 1080p, LED backlit, and it's a 5 millisecond response time. That's plenty fast enough. But for $80, I mean, 23 inch, nice ass monitor for your computer. Hey, I definitely grab that if you need one. But that's the Acer G-Series LED monitor. That's on Tech Bargains, but there's also a link that goes into Newegg, so it's on Newegg. I will post that as well. No worries there. So yeah, that was the deals to grab, you know, the tech deals now. If you're interested in those deals and you're hearing this podcast, hopefully you're not hearing it too late. You know, jump on the Facebook page if you're confused of where to go. That's techbargains.com. But grab those deals as soon as possible if you really want those, because they don't last long in the tech industry. Yeah, so for this episode, I wanted to talk about the hype over technology. You know, the press conferences, the brands that we love, the brands that we know that we're going to be with for years to come, right? How do these people elicit this emotion in us? You know, how do they convey their product, and then when you go to buy it, it goes full circle the way that they wanted it? It's really genius when you think about it, but we all have those go-to brands. We all have the bread that we buy, right? and we get so excited over it. We get so excited over a new product, a new piece of hardware, or even a software update. Just like I was so excited to test drive Windows 8 when it was first announced. I got the developer preview. I had bought a $500 laptop, or a tablet rather, that was running Windows 7. I put Windows 8 on it, and I just had a blast exploring it. Right, just exploring it way before everyone else and learning the ins and outs, figuring out where it's going. Well, I think one, we get excited for new technology because the users that buy new technology have been using technology for the better half of their lives. They've realized that it's influenced them to a degree of productivity, a degree of efficiency, and they develop that relationship around that piece of hardware, around that piece of software. But they also history with it. Once you start using something, like you use an iPhone, you used it when it first came out in 2009, and you buy all these apps for 2 years, and then you realize, huh, man, maybe I want to switch to an Android. You know, hey, I'm going to give Android a shot. Let's say you bought like $25 worth of apps. Well, you go to Android, Google doesn't care that you bought those apps on that platform, so you have to start over, though. So this user might even go back to the iPhone because of that reason. Another instance is the cloud services that we use now. I use OneDrive. I can't imagine moving all my data now to another service. I just can't. I'm locked in. I have over 50 gigs locked into the OneDrive service, so I don't really want. I just want to keep it in that cloud. There's no way I want to switch it over to a local hard drive just to switch it over to another cloud. That's just too inconvenient, it just encroached too much time, too much bandwidth too. So you're locked into these brands because of their services and the way you use it inadvertently, but also you as the user make that ultimate decision. And there's plenty of informations and there's plenty of things to compare to, so you make that ultimate decision. The sad thing is, though, however, some people get locked into it before others, and other platforms emerged, like the Android scenario, and I even want to say the Windows Phone scenario got crippled in it big time too, because it came out so late. Everyone was sort of like, I'm not too sure, you know, I have all these apps, I bought this $5 game on my iPhone, you guys don't even have it. So that sort of cripples a platform. But what's really great is you get these hardcore user bases, right? You get these people that get so excited over these new pieces of technology that these companies ride on these people. Even Apple does. I mean, Apple just has a huge, huge following of hardcore fan base. They really do. It's undisputable. You talk to any iPhone user and they will defend it like it's their life. That's fine. And so these companies really want to rely on these people and they want to keep them around. So that's why they make these services that'll help them out, but also will sort of shackle them into their brand, into their services. I mean, I guarantee you if tomorrow MySpace somehow came back out and it was, I don't know how this would be possible, but it's 10 times better than Facebook. Let's say it just is so much more faster and more intuitive or whatever it may be. There might be some people jumping ship, but there would not be a majority of people doing that. People are already set up. They're set up. You miss the bandwagon there in that aspect. But what's really cool about technology is, as new technology emerges, as innovation gets pushed and pushed towards new limits, to new form factors, and to new devices, and to just generally how we use technology, new ways, we introduce that realm again of locking people in, of getting people excited, building that buzz. And that's the beauty about technology, the way I see it. You know, you wait 5 years and you'll always see something really cool that'll catch your attention. Whether it be a battery life extension. I mean, shit, I remember when I was working at Dell and I was 19, so it was... No, I was 18, 19. No, yeah, I was 18. So it was like 2008. And the battery life on those laptops at the time, Dell laptops, the best one we had was this commercial laptop. I think it was called like a Plex or something like that. No, I think that's the desktop. But it was a commercial laptop that wasn't really a consumer. You would have to click on the commercial side of Dell to get this laptop. And it ran for 6 hours, and I was fucking blown away by that. I was like, fucking hell, Dell's got a laptop that runs for 6 hours? And the consumers are buying laptops that maybe run at the time for 3 hours max. Like, max. Fast forward nowadays, my laptop, my Ultrabook, I can get easily 5 hours out of it with moderate use. That's my point, though. These manufacturers, these companies, these big-ass companies that have to put together these hardwares all together and to make this really sweet package and go, hey, it'll last for this long, it's got this much RAM in it, we slapped an SSD in it, here's the price tag, do you guys want it? That's the beauty about the technology industry. They have to take all these pieces and put them together and make them into a package. And people nowadays definitely care about the material that it's made out of, whether or not if you can hear it flexing when you pick it up. Whereas 10 years ago, fucking everything was like a piece of shit in regards to how it was built, minus the Nokia brick phone that was just indestructible, right? So when you adopt these new technologies and you introduce it to yourself, you're inadvertently introducing new intricacies in your life. Whether or not if you're using them or not, they're there available to you. And I call this sort of the tech life. The tech life is all about adopting new technology that comes out, and as well as using existing technology, different infrastructures that are built into pieces of software that I already use, that I don't need to buy. And I exploit that to my efficiency. Okay, a good example of this would be the Windows Home Groups. The Windows Home Groups is a really awesome feature that's been residing in Windows, I think, since Windows 7. And essentially what it is if you have a bunch of computers in the same network, you can set up this sort of ghost drive and instantly grab documents and transfer stuff on this local intranet. It makes like a temporary intranet, if you will, all encrypted, and it's running on your home network. Now, this is using existing infrastructure. It's just using an OS that billions of people use. And the point is, it's built into it. Microsoft put this feature into it. They also have a lot of stupid features in there, like the scheduler thing, you know, the old-timey scheduler. That thing was so convoluted and clunky. You spent more time just scheduling things or typing in stuff than you did actually being productive. But my point is, the tech life, you have to use the existing technologies as well as adopting new technologies and taking that, exploiting it for your efficiency. All right, the cloud is another great example. A lot of people complain about their storage on their phone, but yet there's so many different cloud services that you can get. I know for a fact you can get OneDrive on Android and iPhone. I strongly recommend using OneDrive over any other cloud services because there's more storage space. Initially, there's also tons of options to get storage space free. So, I don't know, check it out. You can download it on all three platforms. It runs seamlessly in Windows 10, sort of a no-brainer for me because I have a Windows phone. But you set up something like the cloud to save your local hard drive space, introducing that piece of tech life to help you out on your efficiencies later on. So you're not gonna run into a file size error because you don't have enough space on your phone. Now, another great thing to adapt in your tech life would be get like some sort of cheap tablet, a nice cheap tablet that's running an OS that's very universal. So I'm gonna max iOS out of that. So maybe an Android tablet. I would prefer a Windows tablet, a nice cheap one, and mount it somewhere in your house. Build off of that. That tablet will have Bluetooth, I'm sure it will. So build off of that, get Bluetooth speakers and mount them somewhere in your house. Bam, now you got yourself a home audio setup, ambient music all the time. You don't have to listen to cars drive by or any of that shit anymore. You're good, you're set. But also too, by adapting technologies like a tablet and mounting it somewhere in your house, you're gonna introduce new avenues of different tech. So you get that, you mount it on your side wall, and you know it's next to an outlet so you can charge it every now and then. And then you adapt the smart lights, and then you can go ahead and control all your light systems. You can control, make sure every fucking light is off in your house by 3 a.m. because you know for a fact everyone's asleep by 3 a.m. You know what I mean? These different things can help you save because you adapted the technology, so you can just add on to it, add on to the existing infrastructure that you're placing in your life. Yeah, that's about wraps up my philosophy on the tech life and why we get excited about technology and the hype over it. Wanted to talk briefly about the HoloLens. There are some updates about it. Shift gears here. They released the battery life and the vision field of it, of the HoloLens itself. So the battery life is going to run 2.5 hours over extensive use and 5 hours over light use. That needs to be dramatically improved. Dramatically improved. But they're touting this device as being wireless, as being this device that's not going to intrude on you. Then you have to extend that battery life well beyond 5 hours. We're talking like at least 10. Give me at least 10 hours of untethered experience where I can take it off, you know, go take a bath after I've used it for 3 hours and built something, and then put it back on after I had this cool revelation. You know what I mean? Like, that battery life thing is just going to mean the people that really want to use it, it's going to be sitting on the charger all the time. They also talked about the vision itself, how the holograms will be displayed. It's another kick in the nuts. Not necessarily in the sense of what they're saying. They're saying that it looks, the actual vision itself of the holograms when you're wearing the device is going to be a 15-inch TV 2 feet away. So if you get a 15-inch display, put it 2 feet away, that's exactly what that's exactly wherever you look, that'll be your field of vision to see the hologram. So there's probably a good, I did see an overlay on it. There's probably a good, you'd probably fit a couple more screens just in the dead space. So it's a little disappointing, definitely something they're gonna have to improve upon, especially with the price tag. It's $3,000 for the development versions. You know, once again, this is early technology. This is stuff that they're gonna have to hammer out, and they know they're gonna have to hammer it out before they even dare to talk about it in the consumer price point and the consumer realm of things. But I'm excited for the HoloLens itself because it introduced the facets of entertainment, but it also has that glorious feature that Windows has always been around. It's universal, and Windows has always been about getting things done and getting things done in a proper way without compatibility issues. So that's what I'm more excited about. There's going to be a lot of applications for practical uses as far as surgery, training people how to just do things in general. There'd be so many different training things. You can use it for cooking, you can use it for surgery, you can use it for fucking brain surgery, you can use it for all types of health things. You could probably use it for flying somehow, flying an airplane, because the idea, this thing augments the world around you. So all you're really going to need is extensive code, extensive physics power to emulate things in real life. That's what I'm more excited about. And especially me being as an artist, definitely excited to see how that would play into the 3D atmosphere as far as looking at my desk. I don't have my monitor there, and I can just bring up ZBrush and start sculpting, you know. That'd just be incredible. Not too sure how they would do the sensitivity on it. Maybe you'd just use a Wacom and you would see your sculpt. That's probably how they would do it. Use your Wacom and sculpt watching your hologram. Yeah, I think that would work out the best way. But yeah, I'm just super excited to see that sort of stuff, the productivity of it. I'm expecting that the HoloLens in its true form will be out, I'm gonna say maybe late 17. It's my prediction. Who knows, maybe I'll get that right. Microsoft, send me a HoloLens. I'd love to test it out, and I'd give an extensive review and insight to people about the device and about how you guys are trying to push this thing, because I definitely can see so many different applications for it, and so excited for it. Oh man, definitely not excited about that battery life though. Ugh. Reminds me of those 2008 days. Yeah, so this was episode 3, Techotastic. I want to thank everyone again. Techotastic remained in the top 50s, actually, in the Podomatic technology category. That was really awesome to see and just know that people are enjoying it. I appreciate it. Please write to us if you have any suggestions or topics for the show. And I also like to hear your guys' favorite brands. You can write to us at techotastic@outlook.com. Remember their content on ETAcast. I do Trust Me, I Have a Beard. I'm running the other gaming channel podcast, Did You Beat It? And of course, check out all your technology news and feeds and deals on Techotastic here at ETA Cast. Have yourself a fucking Techotastic day.